This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. One thing politicians and voters agree on pretty consistently, and across party lines, too, is that our infrastructure needs to be repaired. Everything from bridges and roads to water lines and the electrical grid. President-elect Trump has a proposal that could mean $1 trillion gets spent to fix things up. Good news, one would imagine, for builders and construction companies. Fits right in with our series that we're calling The Big Promise, how all those sweeping campaign pledges that Mr. Trump made might actually turn out. Marketplace's Andy Euler has one infrastructure piece of it.
It was one of the first things President-elect Trump said in a victory speech a couple of Tuesdays ago.
We are going to fix our inner cities and rebuild our highways, bridges, tunnels, airports, schools, hospitals. We're going to rebuild our infrastructure.
Nobody that drives on roads in this country or reads about failed railroad tracks needs convincing. But the plan the president-elect laid out during his campaign is one that would get most, if not all, of the money to build this new infrastructure from private investment. Toll roads are an easy one. If you drive on the road, you pay a fee. It's a little more complicated to figure out how a company's going to get a return on investment from replacing the lines that deliver water to the homes in a city, or the company that produces the asphalt to pave the roads.
What the president-elect is proposing is the use of a lot of public-private partnerships. How that actually plays out, we don't know.
Carter Ross is a spokesperson for the National Asphalt Pavement Association.
Congress has talked about dealing with the Highway Trust Fund's structural deficit as part of tax reform, but we have no idea what tax reform is going to look like. So I think there are a lot of question marks, and what's clear is that the need is out there.
You don't have to think back too long to remember President Obama telling us about 10,000 infrastructure projects that had been funded through a stimulus bill passed during his first term. He said those shovel-ready projects would create thousands of jobs. Just a year later, he admitted,
shovel-ready was not as shovel-ready as we expected.
And even those projects that are shovel-ready, repaving roads, repairing bridges, and rebuilding airport terminals, aren't going to necessarily increase American productivity. Randall Eberts is president of the Upjohn Institute for Employment Research.
It's going to give us a boom in terms of jobs, but with low unemployment right now, we're going to be taking jobs away from some other sector to employ them in the infrastructure sector.
And then there's the possibility that we're investing a bunch of time and money in building things in a time where self-driving cars are being tested and the way we produce electricity is changing. Steve Swartz is a partner in McKinsey & Company's Center for Business and Environment.
There is a tremendous fear that decisions getting made now on infrastructure are locking us into a pathway. I think people are worried about the lock-in on the energy sector in particular that comes from those types of long-lived investments.
But it sounds like despite this fear, many of these infrastructure projects are likely to get green-lit, and many building companies are going to get contracts. Who's going to foot the initial bill for the investment and what projects are going to take priority in the new administration are just a few of the details the Trump team has to work out. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.